This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol. Here at the site of the President's State of the Union speech, there was little residue from the night before. Next to the House chamber, Statuary Hall was devoid of the dozens of cameras and microphones set up last night to record lawmakers' reaction to the speech. Today, the House wrangled over a resolution to give five delegates from the District of Columbia and U.S. territories the rights to vote on the House floor, as long as their votes don't determine anything. The Senate, meanwhile, debated whether to attach tax breaks for small businesses to a measure to increase the minimum wage. In short, it was business as usual. The president presented little in the way of initiatives last night that lawmakers felt compelled to chew over today. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein said these speeches usually are more thematic than programmatic. Still, she said she was surprised by the president's lack of specifics.
Half of the theme was defense of his posture in Iraq. And then something, the opening on energy, and a little bit on health care. But otherwise, in my view, not much there that was real meat.
One idea mentioned almost in passing by the president last night was for a civilian reserve corps that would send volunteer civilians with critical skills to serve on missions abroad. Republican Senator John Warner of Virginia didn't know much about it, but thought it was a neat idea.
Caught me a little bit by surprise, but I think it's got a good an idea that's worthy of taking a look at.
Would they be like, would they be armed or?
Oh, no. I just, it kind of, older rascals like me that could still want to get out and do something.
His Republican colleague, Senator John McCain, said he's been pushing increased national service for a long time and thought the president's idea might work, though he didn't know much about it either. McCain said he thought the president did a fine job last night with a limited agenda, but the majority Democrats remained cool to other domestic initiatives from the speech. The proposal to tax some employer-provided health care plans to expand health care coverage for others was called a step in the wrong direction by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And Democrats are skeptical of Mr. Bush's promise to submit a budget that is balanced in 5 years. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad says unless both sides give something, there will be no budget deal. Off the floors, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee adopted a resolution disapproving of the president's plans for the war in Iraq, putting a quick punctuation mark to the president's call for support on that front. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.